Welcome. We want to offer a special welcome to our guests with us this morning and invite you, if you are here in person, you are welcome to one of our gift bags that we have for Sunday morning guests back on our welcome table. So be sure to take one of those with you as you leave this morning. We will be led today in our worship experience by our children, who will take us to heaven and back. I invite you to see the inserts in your bulletin as they have special thank yous. They acknowledge a list of all of our cast and our directors and volunteers. So be sure to take note of that and thank those that you see here this morning. Next Sunday, we will be celebrating National Friendship Day. And on August 4th, next Sunday, you are invited to bring a friend with you. We will be praising God for our friends and having a special tribute to them. So please make note that they will not be embarrassed. They don't have to stand up and speak or do anything. Just be with us for our hour of worship. We will be returning next Sunday to our summer schedule. So worship will be 9 o'clock and 10:45. We also will have a blessing of thank you cards. So if you write a note of thanks to a friend and bring that with you during worship, we'll have an opportunity for you to lift those. We will offer a blessing and a prayer before you send or give those to your friends. So it will go with our blessing. There is more summer challenge to come. The full month of August, we will be reading during the weekdays the book of Romans. If you're interested, contact me. I can send that to you, or you can read the book of Romans on your own. There are refreshments today out in the lobby, so please, after the worship service, take a moment to just greet the cast, the directors, the volunteers, and enjoy some refreshments that will be in the lobby after the service. We'll remain seated now as we sing together a verse of Come we that love the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. What an amazing week we have had this week. The kids between ages 7 and 14 have worked so incredibly hard and done an amazing job. I had calculated that we had spent about 36 hours putting this together, but then I realized that I hadn't thought about when they had lunch. We did let them eat and have snacks. So they've actually had about 30 hours of preparation to put all this, and I truly think you're going to be amazed. I know Pastor Kareen thanked some of you. I just want to reiterate that. The list of names of folks who provided food and snacks made life so much easier for us, so thank you for doing that. Abby Mercer is one of our AU students and couldn't be here this morning. She is responsible for the choreography that you will see. Mark Murray, who's up in the sound booth, has donated several hours of his time to help put the final touches and all of this together. And a very special thank you to Allie Hall. Allie worked on the set. She made sure all of our meals and snacks, I would send out a schedule for each day, and I would say, lunch is going to be at 11:25, and by golly, at 11:25, lunch was ready. And she was keeping all of that organized, which made life easier for all of us. She played games with the kids every day, and as you will read, many of them, that was their favorite part of the day. I don't know why rehearsing wasn't, but apparently playing games was. So thank you, Allie, for all of your work. Finally, I'm going to invite Rachel and Aaron to come up here with me. This has very much been a project of love and hard work, but mostly this is definitely a team effort. We each have strengths that we bring to this, and we bounce ideas off of one another, and if I say something, they go, no, I don't like that, then that's okay. You know, we kind of share things like that. But the finished product is the work of all three of us. So I'd like for you to join me in offering thanks for their time, energy, and commitment to these kids. Thank you so much. Finally, I want to say thank you to the kids. They've not only worked incredibly hard, they have shown kindness to one another. They have helped each other out. They've laughed together and encouraged one another. They have been blessings to all of us. And they already know this. Following the service this morning, we do have cookies and coffee, and they have all been told that I will come out at some point and say, I need the cast. They are all going to come back in, hang up their costumes, and help tear this down. Any parents who are like, I want to help too, well, that would be great. If everybody pitches in, it will only take about 15 minutes, so it won't take a long time, but we do need help. So thank you so much for being here. Hope that you will enjoy Faith News.
Let us pray together. Light of Christ, awaken us this hour to the glory of your presence in our midst. Shine among us through the message of these youth who are bringing to us as they present the musical Faith News. We thank you, Jesus, for Sue Finger, Allie Hall, Aaron Stout, Rachel Hostetler, Mark Murray, Matt Stout, Abby Mercer, and the many other volunteers. We give you a special praise today for Addie, Elise, Grace, Caroline, Gigi, Connor, Ryan, Leon, Mason, Caitlin, Claire, and Sam. Help each of us to receive their message that you are faithful and we need to be willing to recognize and trust in your plan for our lives, even when we cannot see the possibilities. Enable us to behold the world as you created it to be, as you created us to be. May your light within us shine through and into worship today and all days. This we pray in the name of the Word made flesh and the light, which is the light of all people, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Coming to you live from heaven's number one source of news, the Faith News Network.
Faith News. Coming to you live, it's Faith News. Coming to you live.
I'm Cameron Flowers.
And I'm Summer Showers.
Stay with us as we cover God's gift of faith throughout the ages.
Coming to you live on FLM from heaven's street of gold. Headlines ripped from history, stories new and old.
From the century BC, from BC to AD. Ordinary people in trust when they can see.
Faith News, Faith News. Faith News, Faith News.
Who's in the heavenly headlines today? Who will seek his face? Who's in the heavenly
From the Pearly Gate Plaza, it's your hosts, Cameron Flowers and Summer Showers.
Good morning to all the heavenly hosts. It's another beautiful day here at the Pearly Gates. We are so glad you've joined us for Faith News today.
As you know, we shine a big golden spotlight on God's people, those who trust Him and His promises.
It's always an honor to sit here next to my co-host, Summer Showers. And may I just say, you have a lovely new gold spun hairdo today.
Thank you, Seaflo. I have to admit, I picked out the lineup we have for today, and it's halo-tastic.
With that, let's go to our roving angel reporters on the ground, Seraphim and Cherubim.
Heavenly morning, Cameron and Summer. We are here in Israel, where everyone is abuzz about the subject of our Faith News feature this morning.
That's right. What the people here are saying is that Noah has been building a very large boat for decades. And if you know the dry weather around here, you know that's pretty weird.
Let's get it straight from his wife, Mrs. Noah.
Hello. Just speak into the microphone here.
That gold stick.
Yes, the gold stick.
So, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with your husband, Noah?
Oh, if you're going to make fun of him, too, I'm not going to...
Oh, no. We are very interested in the construction project going on here.
Oh, in that case, years and years ago, Noah told me that God said he should build a very big boat called...
An ark.
An ark. You've heard of it? And of course I told him it was going to be expensive.
I'd imagine so.
You have no idea. So he builds the boat, I think. What do I care? He has a hobby. Then he says he wants to put animals in it. But get this, not just the animals we own. He wants to put two of every single animal on the boat.
That's a lot of animals.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Exactly. So guess what I've been doing for the past year? Starting our own zoo. But don't think I'm complaining, mind you. All God's creatures are valuable, and I don't want
to
be...
Miss Noah, I don't mean to interrupt, but do you think we could get your husband to come over?
Sure. I gotta go feed the camels and giraffes anyway. Hey, Noah?
Yeah?
Come meet my new friends. They're not making fun of us. They're actually interested in what God has to say.
Definitely.
Well, you know...
Talking to the gold stick, honey.
I've learned that when God says something, I should obey. He's never given me a reason to doubt him. And if God says it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain.
When God told Noah there's gonna be a flood, he was a little upstumbling since so I've never seen mud.
At least I knew my friends would understand until I told them and heard them say,
if I see it
singing is believing,
then I believe it,
cause singing is believing.
You're talking crazy, we're living in a desert,
so grab some sunscreen,
talk some sense into Noah.
It's crazy to believe something you can't see. So what do you say now, Noah? Hey, Noah!
It's gonna rain.
But seeing is believing.
It's gonna rain.
But seeing is believing.
It doesn't make sense.
We're living in a desert.
Now you've lost it, Noah.
He will not let me down, though it's dry as a desert in town. I trust his word is true, what he says he's gonna do.
It's gonna rain.
Oh, it's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Makes
Well, as you can see, it did rain. Noah's neighbors are in for a big surprise. And that brings us to the weather forecast with our own summer showers.
Thank you, Seaflow. Yes, as you saw, it is currently raining in Noah's neighborhood. Meanwhile, in the desert between Elim and Sinai, manna and quail are falling from the sky. That's right. God is providing for his hungry people by actually making food fall from the sky. Hallelujah. I'm always excited to see what God does next. Of course, in that desert, it's hot, hot, hot. Not a drop of rain there.
While Summer's making her way back to the desk, let's go to commercial. Just kidding. Everyone knows that there are no commercials in heaven.
Wasn't it amazing to see the faith of Noah? Especially when the skies were clear. It didn't seem like it would ever rain.
It sure was. You know, having faith means you are certain that what God says is real, even though you can't see it. Let's go back to Sarah and Tara on the ground reporting in Susa.
Thank you, Seaflow. We are here on the ground in the Persian capital of Susa, talking with Queen Esther, who has quite the story to tell.
I'll say she does. Queen, can you give our heavenly viewers a little background on your story?
Viewers?
Never mind.
Okay. Well, the king had been searching for a new queen, and he brought a bunch of us to live at the palace, where they pampered us with spa treatments almost every day for a year. It was quite luxurious.
I should say so.
And then, can you believe, out of all those girls, he picked me to be his queen?
That's quite an honor, but I understand that you're facing what could be a life or death situation. Can you tell us more?
Before I became queen, my cousin Mordecai made me promise not to tell anyone that I am a Hebrew. But now, there's a horrible man named Haman working for the king who wants to kill all the Jewish people.
Unbelievable! Can't you talk to the king about it?
We have very specific laws here. Even as queen, I'm not allowed to go see the king unless he invites me. Anyone without an invitation could be killed.
Ugh, mercy!
We've all been fasting and praying to God. Honestly, it's a pretty scary decision. But Mordecai says that this may even be the reason I became queen, for this very moment.
Lord, I'm frightened. I want to hide this burden I carry.
I will go.
I am just receiving word that the king has granted Esther's request to come and see him.
And it looks like the king has removed Haman from power. Because of the faith of Esther, the entire Jewish people will be saved.
Her very life was in danger, but she risked it all and trusted that God had led her to that moment for a reason. And that's faith of faith of faith news.
You know, Summer, sometimes God calls his people to do dangerous things even when they trust him. It reminds me of when there was a man named Saul who was killing all Christians. Everyone had heard of him, and he was scary.
Super scary. I remember that. I think this is the perfect moment for what CFLO and I like to call fantastic faithing.
In Fantastic Faithing, Summer and I compete with each other, acting out stories of heroes of the faith. Every time the bell chimes, we switch places. You participate in the voting by clapping with your wings. Ready? Let me hear those wings.
In today's Fantastic Faithing, we remember a story of Ananias and Saul.
Let's get started. Saul had been on the road to Tarsus when he heard a loud voice. It was Jesus talking to him, but then he was blind.
So one day, this chill dude named Ananias is minding his own business when God tells him to go find the scary guy, Saul, and lay his hands on him so he could regain his sight. Regain his sight? Saul wasn't blind, was he? Sounded like a trick. Why would God have Ananias reveal he was a Christian to the man who was hunting Christians?
But our God is big, big, bigger, and Ananias was part of God's grander plan. When Saul was on that road, blind as a bat, and Jesus spoke to him, he said a man named Ananias would help him and help restore his sight.
Ananias had to trust what God said to do without knowing the details or even if he would be safe. Once Ananias obeyed in faith,
Saul's sight was returned, and he changed his name to Paul,
who wrote much of the New Testament. God did a mighty work in his life, and that's
fantastic faithing!
Fantastic what?
Faithing.
Faith is trusting that God is in control, and he is faithful.
I don't think that's a word, but it should be.
Let's jump to sports. As you know, the Halos and the Flappers are competing today in the final tournament of the season.
One thing you'll want to keep your eyes out for is the leap of faith that both teams will be using. It's the mighty slam dunk in heaven.
Let's go to the Hall of Faith now. Playoffs. Both teams are looking strong. It's time for the tip-off.
The leap of faith. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Now pass the ball. Pass the ball. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Now shoot. Score. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Now pass the ball. Pass the ball. Remember, no flying allowed.
The referee is always fair in heaven.
Be
on your guard, stand firm in the faith. Be courageous, be strong, do everything in love.
Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith. Be courageous, be strong, do everything in love. Dribble, 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 now pass the ball, pass the ball. Dribble, 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 now shoot, score. Dribble, 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 now pass the ball, pass the ball. Remember, no flying allowed.
Everyone can slam dunk in heaven.
If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move, and it will move.
If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. 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 Dribble, dribble, dribble. Now pass the ball, pass the ball. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Now shoot. Score! Dribble, dribble, dribble. Now pass the ball. Pass the ball. Remember, no flying allowed. The leap of faith. The leap of faith. The leap of faith. The leap of faith.
Tie game!
There are no losers in heaven.
Traffic from the Hall of Faith has been rerouted past the Celebration Coliseum and the Sugar Praetorium. For traffic on the ground, we go to our correspondent, Fly Wingspan. Wingspan, can you hear me?
Yes, Seaflo. I'm here flying over Bethlehem where there's a camel broken down by the side of the road. It's going to take a while to clear those two speed humps. And over at Samson's village, two enormous pillars have fallen, blocking all access to the main road. Now, if you'll travel back a few centuries with me, you'll see that the Red Sea has just emptied, so you'll have smooth traveling there. And that's Traffic with Wingspan. Back to you, Seaflo.
Thanks for that Eye in the Sky report, Wingspan. Now, we take you back to Jarrett and Sarah, where, am I hearing this right? Yes, they're walking. I repeat, they're not flying, but walking with a large group around the city of Jericho.
Okay, take up the Ark of the Promise of the Lord and have seven priests carry trumpets in front of it.
Excuse me, may we talk to you?
If you can walk alongside and keep up, sure.
My sources tell me that you and your people have been walking in circles around the city for the past 6 days. Can you tell us why?
Sure can. I was near Jericho when an angel appeared before me and said to take off my sandals. I was standing on holy ground.
Oh, right. That was my friend Mike. He told me about that.
What?
Never mind.
Anyways, the angel told me that the Lord had delivered Jericho into our hands. We just needed to march one time around the city for 6 days. So, that's what we've been doing. But today, we are supposed to march around the city 7 times, with the priests blowing trumpets. Then, after a final trumpet blast, the whole army will shout,
and the walls of Jericho will fall to the ground.
Yes. That's what the angel told me. How did you know?
Never mind.
This is so exciting, but I noticed those people in the wall towers back there were laughing at you. They didn't seem too concerned. How does that make you feel?
Fooling God can sometimes feel a little silly. especially when what he asks us to do seems impossible. Each step of faith takes effort, but Icky says you will walk with him. Which reminds me, word to the wise, if you're going to walk around the city 7 times, you'd better put on some sensible shoes. It was the 7th day near Jericho, the day that they've been waiting for. They'd marched around the city walls every day the week before. They got up at daybreak, and Joshua gave the word to march not one but 7 times by order of the Lord. Anticipation was in the air, what would God do? But all the people knew to do was to faithfully move. Put on those walking shoes, put one foot in front of the other. Those walking shoes, have faith in the God who's above you. And walk, 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 walk around the Jericho. Walk, 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 watch those walls come down. Walk, 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 walk around the Jericho. Walk, 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 walk. Put on those walking shoes, those walking shoes.
Joshua. It took faith to believe that just walking in circles could make the walls of an entire city crumble. You know, Summer, faith sometimes looks like foolishness, but it's what pleases God.
So true, Zeflo. Let's go to the ground with Tara and Sarah. What's happening down there?
I'm here with a man named Moses who has an amazing story. There's action, drama, even shrubbery. Moses, what can you tell us?
I don't really like talking that much. I'm not a great speaker.
Don't worry about that. Just start from the beginning. Understand you heard God speak to you? When? How?
I was tending to my sheep when I saw a bush on fire. The weird thing was, it wouldn't burn up. Then I heard a voice calling to me from the bush. It called my name.
And it was God.
Yes.
Do you remember what he said?
How could I forget? He said, take off your sandals, for where you are standing is holy ground.
Holy ground? That must have been exciting.
I was terrified. Then he said he wanted to rescue us from the Egyptians and take us into a land flowing with milk and honey.
I bet you ran to tell the Israelites.
Not at first. Like I said, I'm not the strongest speaker. I mean, who would believe me? But he said to say, I am who I am. The Lord, the God of your fathers, has sent me to you. So I'm going to go tell the Israelites what God said, and then I'm off to tell Pharaoh to let God's people go.
Oh,
Now?
Like, right now. It's why I'm so nervous.
There you have it, folks. It's about to get really exciting down here with Moses. Let's listen in.
Hello, Pharaoh. I have a bit of awkward news. The God of the Israelites has a message just for you.
He has seen the suffering of his people under your hand, and he is gonna lead them out to the promised land. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. So you will let my people go. Let my people go. Go, go, go. The Lord told Moses, just watch what I will do. I'll display my glory through my chosen people and you. I will take you as my people, deliver you from harm, and I will save you with a mighty arm. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. So you will let my people go.
No. Pharaoh did not want to let God's people go. But after God brought 10 different plagues against the Egyptian people, Pharaoh at last let them go.
Woo! Until he changed his mind.
Aww.
People turned around and saw Pharaoh's army marching right behind them. The Red Sea was in front of them. They were trapped. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. But Moses answered them.
Do not be afraid, stand firm. Oh, do not be afraid, stand firm. You will see deliverance from the Lord. The Lord will fight for you. Just be still.
Then the Lord said to Moses, raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and I will be glorified. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. I am the Lord. So you will let my people go. Let my people go.
Non-denominational NatFest on the Golden Clouds.
Of course, a real FNN favorite. Let's go to Chera and Sarah.
We are standing in Hebron, about to talk to Abraham and Sarah. Many of you know them as the parents of the nation of Israel.
Here they are now.
Abraham,
Sarah.
I understand that you are leaving your country and your people to go to a new land. Why?
God told us to.
God said he will make us into a great nation, which I think is sort of funny since I don't have children, and I'm no spring chicken.
I'll never forget it. He said to look up at the heavens and count the stars and that my descendants would be like that. He said that he would bless me and make me into a great nation.
Yes, and that all people on earth will be blessed through you.
Yes, that's what he said. Did you hear?
It's going around.
That's a pretty big promise.
Yep, but God said it, and I believe him.
Day of faith news here outside the pearly gates. Let's wrap it up with Sarah and Chara on the grounds. I understand they have some faith news from Anderson First United Methodist Church.
That's right, Summer. We are here with Ann Bull. Ann was nominated by the local angels as a prime example of having strong faith in God. Will you share a little bit about your journey?
Thank you. I was raised in the church, but really didn't get to know Jesus as my personal savior until our Spanish teacher in high school, Mrs. Green, started a girls' Bible study, and that's where I learned to memorize scripture and learn more about Jesus. And then a friend's father took us to a Billy Graham crusade in Chicago, and that was a life-changing event. There was an altar call at the end, and that ministry followed me all through college for 4 years. They stayed in touch, sent me literature, and it was really a good experience. And then I went to college at the end of the hippie era, so there was a lot out there. So when I went to college, I immediately got involved in a Methodist church on campus. But I think sometimes we think once we become a Christian that life will be easy, and that's not what happens. There are a lot of hardships. But thank goodness we have Jesus to walk alongside us. And I think we all have special gifts, spiritual gifts or talents that we need to share. And as you all know, mine are animals, and I've taken in approximately 50 animals and nurtured them back to health, sick, abandoned, neglected animals. I think we have a responsibility to take care of those that can't take care of themselves, the children, the elderly, and the animals. And I think with all of God's creation that we need to take care of what he's created, the earth and everything in it. Thank you.
We just wanted to thank you, Anne, for an example of having faith in our great God. All of heaven rejoices with you.
Thanks, Tira and Sarah, for that inspiring bit of faith news.
Wow, if that doesn't tug at your wings, I don't know what will.
Like I always say, people of faith may not know where they are going, but they know who called them and who leads them. That's what faith is.
Abraham agreed to go without knowing where he was going.
Noah built the ark because he believed in God.
Moses trusted that God would deliver them from Pharaoh.
Joshua believed God would deliver Jericho into their hands.
Queen Esther risked her life to save her people.
Faith of any size comes through hearing the promises of God, believing them, and acting on them.
You know, to have this faith, we need to know what God has promised. That's why it's so important to read and know the Word of God. God's promises are yes in Jesus Christ.
We believe God's promises are true. We believe what he says he'll do. We'll rejoice no matter what tomorrow brings, and together we will join and sing.
He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
Come unto me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28.
Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9.
So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8:36.
Hallelujah.
Reports of people of faith are coming in from all over. People are hearing God's promises and believing them.
Will you be in the heavenly headlines today?
Faith News, Faith News.
Have an opportunity to greet all of the cast and the wonderful directors with some fellowship after the service, so be sure to join us back there. Also, we want to just congratulate all of the cast. Let's praise God for them one more time. And please now stand for the benediction. May the peace of God be with you in your heart. The grace of God be with you in your words. The love of God be in your life. The joy of God be in your soul and in the song that your life sings. Amen.